Welcome back to the Sax Monkey Podcast, everybody. Fuck yes! Yes! That was fun. I'm having fun. You know, it's my playground here, boys. I get to, you know, do whatever I want with this. It's been a lot of fun. Episode 7 already. Holy shit. Road to 10 episodes. Road to 100 episodes. Whole lot of Sax Monkey loving. Am I thinking about putting a Patreon on? Fuck no. I don't know. Good, but no. I'm good. It's a Friday. TGIF. It was a slow day for your boy. Like, I fucked up, you know? Like, fucked up a lot. Meaning, like, I was a fucking idiot today. Holy shit. Like, I was getting, you know, like, shitted on by, like, my buds. And I'm like, kudos to them. I could not fucking speak. Could not fucking do math. Sounding like an idiot. God. Holy. Like, it was like a volleyball, like volleyball, like, tourney, I guess, if you will. With, like, the junior teams. That's always boring. We always like to see seniors. Like, seniors sucks. I mean, no, juniors sucks. So does seniors, but because our school isn't really necessarily good at any sport except curling or dude, not even fucking badminton. I think we're good at badminton, I'm not sure, but like the only basketball team that we won was our junior girls, and yeah, that kind of explains a lot. Yeah, so that was happening today. I was just like, I could not even like just speak about like the volleyball game. Like, oh man, just like someone yelled free, which I did not hear. I thought it was like three. I thought it was like, what, a fucking 3-pointer? Like, no, you fucking idiot. He said free, which I still don't get why he said free. It's volleyball. What's free? Subs? I don't, what? God. Yeah, anyways, slow day for your boy. Let's get right into some shit. Fuck yeah. Just watched the Panthers game. We lost in OT. Honestly, I thought the first period was like one of the best hockey we've ever played. Shitty loss. Thought we played good. Grubauer played really good in net. Yeah. Oh, and also I'll be answering your questions this week. I don't know if I did it last week, but I kind of just didn't put anything out. So I will today. I will today, boys. I think, I can't remember. I don't know. But anyways, holy fucking shit. YouTube drama. I'm never into YouTube drama. Honestly, I've watched so much YouTube. I don't want to say my, like, I think I might have an addiction. I don't know. Like, I watch a lot of you fucking YouTube in my life. Where honestly, to the point, everything's boring to me. I used to be heavily into the YouTube drama, like a lot, like back in the H3 days, you know, Leafy, shout out, you know, like throwback. None of you guys know what I'm talking about. Well, that's how old it is, bro, you know, like the old PewDiePie drama. Yeah, some shit like that. I dubs, but he's just kind of making like shitty videos now. I think that's what I could do. I could probably make his videos. I'm not saying they're shitty. I just like, from, you look at his quality back then and you look at the quality now. Still the same, but the quantity is kind of just like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? What happened to Max Mofo? I don't know. I already has a podcast. Come on the show. I think that'd be kind of sick if you find me. But yeah, anyways, fucking YouTube drama. Ladies, this is, especially ladies. Oh my, it's heartbreaking. You know, I'm talking about the Ace family, bitches. I'm fucking talking about the Ace family and why I'm so happy finally to prove to you fucking idiots of how fake it is. Okay? It's fake. Huh? No one's that happy. No one's that happy in a relationship. No, it doesn't work like that. Nice car. Yeah, fucking nice house. looking hot every fucking day. Good fucking looking people. Not that happy. Want to know why? Because your boy Austin kind of fucking cheated. If you don't know who the Ace family is, it's this fucking big relationship goals, kind of rich family that vlogs a lot. And this dude Austin, light-skinned fella, her, I think she's Latina. I don't know. Big ass like it, you know? they're kind of just, he's very like, and like just always fake. Oh my God. Like, my ex used to watch his shit all the fucking time. And it's just, I got, you know, I didn't get into it, but like I knew about them because of her. So in a way, it's just kind of like, nice. Finally get to prove to you guys, I'm fake. Eh? I didn't have to prove to you guys. I guess he did, because guess what? He fucking cheated. He cheated on the love of his life. Aha, baby, you look so beautiful today. Fuck. I'm going to get in that shit. You're going to make me act up. You're going to make me act up for real. He acted up. Fucking fuck someone. Being very crude today. You know, it's almost 9 o'clock here in my house. So, fuck someone. Maybe a couple. We don't know. But, yeah. And supposedly there was a rape allegation, and I'll get to that. But, like, okay. So, I was watching, you know, like, when shit, like, big shit like this happens, I'm not really into it. This is probably, like, the first YouTube news I've probably, like, been interested in, because I don't think they're real humans at all. I think, like, the whole YouTube thing has really changed, and that they actually think that they're celebrities, and some of them could consider it for show, but not Will Smith coming into YouTube, because it's like, fuck off. You got your own thing. These are the people that are making their own thing. Do I count them as celebrities? Some. What am I going with this? I don't know. But yeah, he cheated. What do you want me to say? He fucking cheated. He's a fucking dick. Once a cheater, always a cheater. When you cheat, that's it. That's it. So why did it take so fucking long to come out? I don't know. Because supposedly, the chicks that he did, it was, they didn't want to be, like, sued by him because of his team. They were like, yo, you talk about this shit, we're going to be fucking killing you. Kind of like that. You know, text messages thrown around. Do I have enough time or, like, effort to put all those great texts out? No, I don't. What am I, fucking Drama Alert? Speaking of Drama Alert, I watched it. I got a little insight. I watch him when shit like this happens. So, supposedly, he's talking to this dude that does a lot of makeup tutorials and shit. Talking about him because he knew a chick that allegedly got raped by the dude. Austin, your boy. And, yeah, supposedly, he knew about it. And he was going to make a video about it. Drama Alert was going to make a video about it. Oh, and guess what? Didn't have the chick, totally anonymous, so couldn't make a video. Then he, as a joke, texted him like, well, I was paid off because I was paid to not do the video because $500,000. So the dude, the makeup dude, was like, yo, I'm going to make a video about it and tweet about it that he got. He didn't make a video, okay, because he was paid $500,000. Wow. And that was a lie, obviously. And holy shit, I watched the video. Just get to the point, you know? Stop rambling on. Hypocritical of me, but like, he's talking about something that's more, you know, interesting than what I'm talking about, because I'm just recapping. This is something I want to talk about, okay? Fuck off. So, yeah. So he made that video, which is a total fucking lie, and the anonymous chick, wasn't supposed to make a video because the dude, the makeup dude, was like, yo, don't post anything because we could get paid. So he's like, it's hypocritical because he wants to get paid for this shit because he wants the clout, dude. Too many people wanting the clout. And when this podcast gets fucking high, y'all ain't getting any clout, okay? Yeah. All right. Off to a fucking great start. Holy crap. Yeah. oh, it's really like, it's so bad. Cause it's a fucking, like, it's a bad topic, you know? It's just, it's, it should not be handled like cloutly, if you will. Like, I don't know what Austin says about this. I don't know what the wife said about it. I think she came out saying, yeah, he cheated. But why did it take so long? You know, like, supposedly, like, I know she didn't show up to his birthday party, which is, like, weird to, like, a lot of chicks and stuff. It was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, it's bad. I don't think he raped because it didn't mean anything. Like, even if he did, he was with his dad in a fucking, like, club. Like, that's not a brother and, no, not a, like, a son and dad thing, okay? That's not good, okay? You got a little, it's kind of weird. But, yeah, I don't think the rape allegations are, like, true. Like, can we were still on this? It's a very dangerous game when you're famous, okay? Like, rape allegations can be thrown right and left. And it's a crazy world out there. Chicks, you gotta go right away. If shit like that happens, you talk to someone right away. But if it's fake, don't throw that at them. Not very nice. Same for guys. Because, hey, girls can rape us too. We're rapeable as well. So, yeah. Yeah. Where was it going? Yeah, so just, that's my whole take on the Ace family scenario. Please leave a like and subscribe. And another, yeah, just, guys, enough with the relationship goals. I mean, like, it seems like every fucking, like, episode I have to keep talking about relationships. I'm not a relationship expert, okay? And fuck no. I will tell you this, like, it's hard, you know? It's hard sometimes. It's not as easy as it comes across with the Ace family. Like, oh, baby, fuck. Like, dude, fuck off. If you cheated, probably did. I hope he did. Then divorce his ass. That's it. That's all I need to talk about. Dude, fuck you. There you go. This is great. This is great. Honestly, great. Another thing, like, the gym, dude. I go to Good Life Fitness and obviously the last, like, few weeks, no, 2 weeks, if you will, no, three, I haven't been very consistent as I was, a month or so ago. Like, I'd be going to the gym, like, you know, like, maybe, like, six times, and I come across as it's a joke. It is a joke to, like, be like, yo, I fucking work out, like, 6 days a week. Fuck. I'm humble about it. I'm not a fucking guy that's like, dude, you're fat. Go to a gym. Like, my thing is, just stay healthy. You know what? You might live longer. If you don't, that's only because climate change. Climate change will be talked about this podcast. Brought to you by climate change. We're fucked. I just hit the whoa. Shout out YouTube. Yeah, so the gym, oh my God, man. Like, ever since, like, switching from a recreational center into, like, an actual gym, it's like, there's just, fuck, just, like, there's so many stereotypes, and it's all there. I'm on God, there's always so many stereotypes. Dude, I'm not a social butterfly to begin with. Putting me in a gym, I will not be a social butterfly. It's just a quick, get in there, quick, get out. I think I talked about that in a few podcast episodes ago. But it's like, just, it's supposedly, it's not, like, if you're going in there to pick someone up, yo, supposedly, it's a kind of a cliche, and a lot of people don't appreciate that. But that's what I heard. But you see it, and it works. Okay? There's a lot of, like, chicks that, like, hey, we'll go fucking up to a dude that's probably, like, 50, or not 50, like, relax, like, 45, jacked up, because he, Mr. Dude, brags about how fucking small his dick is, but he's got big muscles at his age. So, your bet, honey, right? Oh, yes. Sorry. Why am I coming across jealous? Chelsea. Well, I don't want to be that big. You don't need to be that big. You can't even fucking fit through a fucking door. You're like this. Walking around like big SpongeBob. I sound drunk. Yeah, there's just a lot of funny stuff. I don't know where I'm going with this, dudes. But you know what really grinds my gears? Martin Scorsese. What the fuck? Like, dude, I love the guy. I love Wolf of Wall Street. Love his movies. Not a big mafia dude or like gangs or anything. Like, I haven't watched The Godfather. Oh, kill me. But like, rant. All those movies were really great back then. Does it hold up now? Yes, sure. Are they great movies? Yes. Do they still need to be made? I don't know. Because they were really cool back then. Like, one time in the Oscars, I think Joe Pesci, I think that's his name, from Goodfellas. I'll watch that. I don't know about The Godfather. It's 3 movies and 2+ hours. But you've seen the Lord of the Rings director's cut, Kyle. Yeah, because that shit's interesting to me. And I can have my own opinion. Suck my dick. Sorry. Any family members watching this? This is me. Sorry. This is it's either the worst or the great of me. You'll never know. You'll never know, eh? But yeah, just one time in the Oscars, Joe Pesci won, and literally like all the good actors nominated were all were all nominated for best actor, but they were all from mafia movies. Like, wow, was in that time. They were all sure. Do it like I said about Breaking Bad. Like, I 100% see why they are so good. I recognize the passion put in these movies and like the acting and the great directing and shit. But will I see them? Eventually. Give me time. I'm gonna try to start Breaking Bad again for like the third time. I'm serious, dudes. If I can't get past the first season, I don't care how good it will be. I am not watching it. Okay? Okay. Glad we can agree. But anyways, Martin Scorsese, he talked about Marvel movies or like superhero movies in general. And, yeah. He said, basically, to sum it up, it's like, it's not cinema and it's kind of shit. And yeah, here's my thing. I am on both sides. I 100% agree that these are movies. So it's cinema. So, okay, no. I agree with Martin Scorsese in a way where it makes sense. There is a lot of movies being missed in theaters and like just hypeness around, you know, like certain like great movies that we're probably missing a lot. Like, you always, like, it seems like now you always get that conversation. It's like, when you're watching the Oscars, you're like, wow. Oh, wow. You won the Oscar? You should probably go see that. Well, you should have saw it before, dick. But no, Captain Marvel came out, and oh boy, was it worth it? No, it wasn't. Dude, even, like, Captain Marvel in Disneyland, like, they're doing that Marvel thing. The Captain Marvel there played Captain Marvel better than Brie Larson. So, it's just kind of fire. It's kind of hot. But yeah, no, you see, like, sometimes we're missing a lot. And there's been a lot of fucking, like, Marvel movies, even, like all superhero movies. They got a lot of hype around, and it's, like, it's not going to go away. Maybe in a few years, something else will come in. But on the other side, Kevin Feige, the architect, if you will, of Marvel, the MCU, found the market. Okay? He found the market of comic books and movies. Sure, there's been a lot of movie adaptions in the 90s, like fucking Blade. Or was that even in the 90s? I think that was 2000s. It was shit. Like Ghost Rider even came out. I didn't mind Ghost Rider. But yeah, there was just a lot of like Marvel movies beforehand. Even DC, of course, like all the Batman movies and stuff. Val Kilmer can... Oh my... Whose fucking idea was to cast him? Or like George Clooney. That was such an obvious choice to be like Bruce Wayne. Good looking rich. We get it. But like you're not Batman, bro. Like you... George Clooney does not look like a fucking guy that lost his parents and he wants...
Vengeance.
Not vengeance.
Justice.
He's just like, I make Nespresso commercials. That's George Clooney. Not fucking...
I'm Batman.
But, you know? But yeah, there was a market found. And a lot of people enjoy these movies. There's a lot of like fandom around it. There's a lot of nostalgia, love, passion, fights. Like, who's better? You don't get that with a lot of like... Oh yeah, Robert De Niro in every fucking Mafia movie versus himself because he's the same thing in every fucking one, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not just comparing them to fucking Mafia movies because maybe I haven't seen a lot of Scorsese movies, but you know what I mean. There's, like, obviously there's a lot of great movies that are missed. And, like, honestly, I love indie films. I believe that gets overlooked a lot. And just, yeah, there's a lot of, like, really good produced movies and stuff that are not superhero movies. And I think a lot of, like, obviously people recognize that. It's just, like, there's a lot of people that go to it more. I mean, I was talking to my teacher about, one of my teachers about this, and he says, well, like, yeah, he agrees with me too. But it's, like, you have nostalgia. Like, him and his kids have gone to these movies for 10 years, and it's, like, tradition. Dude, it's tradition all the time. Every Marvel movie comes out. Theaters, theaters, theaters. Every Star Wars movie, too. It's just, it is what it is, you know? Like, honestly, I think the cinema industry is being saved. Maybe. No? I don't know. Superheroes for sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't really read comic books. I kind of like... I used to, in a way, like online or whatever. But I don't know how the comic book industry is going. I don't know a lot of people that read comics. But yeah, Comic-Con's fun. Yeah. But no, all respect to the guy. I mean, like, he's been in the game for a long time. So don't shit on that guy. Have some, like, just open your eyes and see, like, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. I posted this thing on my story and I'm happy to talk about this. Natalie Dormer from Game of Thrones, the Martell chick. She's my new favorite. She's my crush again. Celebrity crush. She said, and this kind of goes on the line of the Austin shit. I mean, no it doesn't. Where she says men get objectified as much as women on TV. It's true. It's true. Yeah. Dude. Yeah. We get objectified. Yep. It's like, here's the thing. Okay. Magic Mike, for instance. My fucking God. My fucking abs. I wish my boyfriend had those fucking abs, bro. This fucking huge Johnson. Fuck. That's objectifying. No, is it? I don't know. Don't sue me. Is that it? Objectifying is like he has a huge cock. And I like that. Versus like, dude, that guy's a small cock and no abs. Like, fuck you. Hey? We like, That's it goes around the same thing of men calling like skinny chicks flat as a wall, and big ladies, big old bags. Never called anyone that before. Maybe off record. Who knows? But big bags. I don't know anybody that's called any girl big bags. But you get my point, okay? It's equal. You know, we get objectified just as much. Love her for saying this. Because, come on, people. Like, boys in a relationship, we feel like it's something, it's like inside of us, our guysness, our maybe just like, you know, like say you be watching a fucking hot movie, like, I don't know. I've never seen 50 Shades of Grey, but let's just go with that. Fuck, I want someone to spank me like that. That's not, okay, this is not objectifying, but like, why? Why would you want to be spanked or whipped? Why am I talking about this? I shouldn't, whatever. But like, why do you want to be slapped across the face and spanked during intercourse? That's fucked. You're fucked, okay? I get it to spice things up. But this chick in 50 Shades Grey is like 20. Like, she hasn't had a whole lot of experience with sex, but this dude's fucked in the head. So before you go all crazy with your boyfriend, just relax, okay? You know what? Don't shit on people's small dicks. Don't shit on people's big dicks. Meaning they can't fit in anything. You know what? Kudos to them. Average size, nah. Dicks are dicks, dude. Butts are butts. Tits are tits. You know, asses are kind of gross. Shit comes out of it. So why do we love it? We don't know. Just do. The curves and all your edges. Dicks? Okay, but like, don't send dick pics. That's gross, obviously. But anything in return is great. Thank you very much. Sound like that dude. What's his name? Hold on. But yeah, thank you, Natalie, for saying that. And I think you should come on the podcast. Oh, yeah, John Malkovich. I'm stronger. I'm faster. I'm John Malkovich, you asshole. Ow. Yeah. Kind of rad in my right. Yeah. So, you know, probably the only, like, big news in Alberta at the moment is that Greta Thornburg? Yeah, I'm going to be talking about her. So, she's in, I think she's in Edmonton. My question to you is this, honey. I did not go to your thing. The big strike, if you will. Why do we keep doing this? When was the last strike? Riot? Maybe not riot. Strike worked. Serious. Answer me. I really don't know. I'm like, look, if you're coming in here to get like facts, you come to the wrong guy. I like to talk my mind. I'm not going to go dive right in. But what I will say is, when was the last strike that worked? I mean, why? Like, I like what she's doing. I like her. But from the time she came on, when she's like, I'm 16 years old and you are killing us. I'm standing up above of like the world leaders or whatever. Fuck off. You know, I'm missing school because of this. No one asked you. Like, dude, you're saying the same things that we already know. People, like, scientists have fucking told us. Like, Leo has told us this. Like, we have to get our shit together. We really do. I mean, like, there's stats saying that we could fucking die in 2050. Dude, I'm not even, I'm gonna be, like, fit. Maybe 60 by then, I don't know. But, like... Just, I don't know. I'm not, okay, look, this is my opinion on this, and I already talked about the Green Party from my boy Andrew. It's just, my question first, if I was talking to her, did you drive here? Because that's not really saving the planet. Did you? I hope you walked here. I hope you drove a Prius and pushed it without using, yeah. I hope you shat in the woods because fertilization. Okay? I forgot what that was called, but yeah, just did you walk here? But yeah, anyways, I'll pull up some of the stuff she's saying. And I swear to God, I've heard it before. Like, yeah, no shit. Like, if we don't stop now, we're all gonna die. Basically, to sum it up, dude, we know. Like, is it because she's that old, like that young to say like stuff that we know and to act smart? It's like, we know. I don't want to shit on her.
We're doing it because it's fun. We aren't doing it because we have a special interest in the climate or because we want to become politicians
Okay.
when we grow up.
We know.
Being bystanders. And we are doing it because we want the people in power to unite behind science. This is what we are saying. This is not opinions or political views.
Okay, you get the fucking point. Like, she is viral, though. I mean, she's fucking killing it. You know, like she's, you know what? If this is a way to wake people up, fucking go ahead. But like, I want to be more green. Like, I believe like eating less meat 100% could do it. I love meat. I'm going to still keep eating meat. But like eating less is great. Sure, riding your bike to like school, work sometimes is great. Recycling, like I don't remember the last time I've used a water bottle, like a plastic water bottle. Like I always have a bottle in my hand, so I'm good with that. Other you guys that use it are pieces of shit, and you should die and get a hydro flask. You bitch is okay. Fuck you. Yeah. No, but. It's yeah, it's great. I don't know. But my thing is, she's just saying the same thing. And I don't like it, we're always getting shit on here in Edmonton, I've noticed. Like, Leo DiCaprio even shit on us. Like, he loved it here when he's filming The Revenant. But, like, yeah, we know. And we don't, I don't blame him either. But, like, you know, the pipeline thing, it's like, ay, 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 ay. Look, if we go all green, like I said again, we're going to lose a lot of jobs and then people are going to be pissed and then it's going to be like, ah, da, da, da. So it's like, it's hard, you know, it's hard. If we had some like crazy, I wouldn't say dictatorship, but like, just like, you have to fucking do this or else. But like, what would you do? Kill me for drinking a plastic water bottle, water from a plastic bottle? No, I don't know. Like, look, I know the UK is kind of like, they're going to ban all that, like, stupid plastic shit, like plastic straws and just that, like, unneeded plastic. So that's good. Like, if we start, like, dissolving this stuff, but there's, like, there's so many other stuff. Like, it's not just the plastic, it's the fucking trees. It seems out through, like, every, like, maybe 10 years, there's something new to fucking complain about. And it's like, I don't know if this stuff is just coming out and it's like, what do we do? Are we fucked or not? Help us. Help us, please. Even Bill Nye, he lost his shit not too long ago. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really into anything at the moment, but Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just, I don't want, like, the earth to go shit. Like, all the, like, apocalypse movies, right? That's, grody. Even if I die young. Like, if I, like, that would suck, man. Like, don't getting off topic, but, like, if I, like, I, like, if I die, I hope my life was, like, I don't want to have any regrets before I die. I want to live. Like, if I die, I want to look at my body and be like, yo, lived a good life. Whatever, you know, like, I guess my time is up. But, yeah, but at the moment I want to live. So, yeah, just want to make that clear. But, yeah, big facts, big facts. What else am I going to talk about? I guess that's it. Guess that I don't have a script. I'm just, I kind of just jot down stuff. But, yeah, I think this is the, question segment. All right. My brother asked, talk about Fortnite being revived. I thought it died. Came back. Saw some of the gameplay he was playing. It's, like, better graphics. The map's different. So that's cool. Good job. I thought Elon Musk killed it. God damn it. Duh. But yeah, I literally played Fortnite. I don't know what, like, season it was. Played, like, a few, like, maybe, like, 2 days tops with my brother and just, like, okay, I can't get into this because everyone's, like, so fucking, like, good at it. I'm not good at it. Fuck you. Eat shit. I mean, there'd be sometimes in Call of Duty where, like, I get, like, a streak. I'm like, whoa, I'm so good. And I've been playing NHL, like, a lot. And I'm literally average. It's like, imagine playing, like, several hours. Not every day, but, like, just have a lot of hours on that game and not even being that good. Like, it's ass. It's ass. I need to get into more Nintendo, though. Because that shit's fun. So much nostalgia with Mario. Oh, oof. My friend Michael Schmulin. The best movie of 2019. Okay, that is hard because a lot of movies have not come out yet, like that Jojo Rabbit from Tatiti Kawatakati. Takai Watari. Tatiti Wakatatai. I'm sorry, I forgot his name, but the dude that directed Thor 3 and The Voice of Korg. That movie's gonna be great. It's like a funny spin off of a little not true story about Hitler. So that's always fun, right? That's always fun. If it's not, you can't take a fucking joke, well, you're not human. I mean, like, Zombieland 2 hasn't come out. Big Zombieland fan. I mean, The Rise of Skywalker hasn't come out. Terminator don't give a shit about. Oh my god, Hustlers is my favorite, dude. Fuck that movie, sucks ass. John Wick 3. All right, so, you know what, so far, yeah, and that, like, that Shining 2 movie didn't come out yet, so I'm excited for that. Like, Endgame and Joker, obviously, for me, are kind of, like, you know, I'm going to with the Joker, because it's probably hit me the most, you know, like, yeah, it hit me the most. I'm going to with the Joker. So far. Other question by Spenny, the Oilers record. Look, I've been dealing with this shit all day, okay? I get it. I'm a stinky winky Panthers fan. I'm a stinky winky Winnipeg Jets fan. Oh, you're from Edmonton. You should fucking cheer for the Oilers. Uh-huh. What? Nah, I ain't even based off here. I'm from BC, bitch. Okay? I was a Vancouver Canucks fan, and Luongo got traded, so I became a Panthers fan. When the Jets came into back in the league, I'm like, yo, let's go. Never an Oilers fan. Never, okay? I moved to Edmonton, and it's like, you get shit on every day. I could take it. I've taken a lot, okay? So, the record, congratulations. Good job. I kudos to you, but like for the people that are being a shit, you know what? Love you, Spenny, but like, don't know how long it's gonna last. It's the Oilers. They might find a way to fuck it up. So turn it back 60%. Just chill, be humble, because I know they're, you know what? I don't know a lot of humble Oiler fans. It's either they're not satisfied for how well they're winning, they're either really good with it, stay quiet. That's what I like. Yeah, watch hockey with yourself or some buds. Talk about the game. Don't shit on someone. Bada bing, bada boom. That's the way she blows. That's the way she should blow. Right, Austin? Burn! All right, boyos and girlos, dudes and duets, dudettes. I think I might just have to wrap it up right now. You know what? Thank you all for the support. I think I'm going to be posting weekends now. So that's an update. Yeah. And honestly, this is going to be a really crazy fucking weekend for me. Got to study for a chapter one test for science. And then, which I got to study for, obviously. And I'm literally out all Sunday. Like, I'm taking my brother to an early practice, which is not a practice because it's pictures day. And then they have another practice that's late. So, to me, that's weird, dude. And I also have to take my sister to her practice. That's weird, okay? Why wouldn't you have pictures then at practice then? That makes no sense. You're already on the ice. Like, I've done that for years. Why is it changed all of a sudden? So stupid. Oh, my God. Unless it's like a track pants picture. That's just lame. We want to see you on the ice, not your stupid track pants, you idiot. Anyways, love you guys. And I forgot to say happy Thanksgiving. So if you're having turkey right now, happy Thanksgiving. Or I should have said happy Thanksgiving. But yeah, a little late. Sorry about that. Love the support you guys are giving me. And yeah, talk to you guys next week.